Hey there, Mitch Wertlieb. I had Vermont Edition host Bob Kinzel on my show, Morning Edition, for a special segment called Ask Bob. And as a podcast extra of sorts, we thought we'd share it with you. So enjoy. And we're back again with another round of Ask Bob. We're taking advantage of the longevity of VPR reporter Bob Kinzel to answer your questions about the inner workings of the legislature, state government, and Vermont's political history. Now, if you have a question for Bob, send an email to news@vpr.net and put Ask Bob in the subject line. And here's a question that was originally sent to our podcast, Brave Little State, but we thought we would take this one. We asked Alfonso to record his question.
Hello, my name is Alfonso Villegas and I live in South Burlington. My question is, why does Vermont have a 2-year term for governor? Once elected, a governor has about less than a year to learn the job and do work before they have to start campaigning again. To me, it seems like a waste of money having to campaign every 2 years.
Thanks, Alfonso, for that question. So, Bob, why does Vermont still have a 2-year term for governor?
Mitch, I think there are several reasons why Vermont and New Hampshire are the last two states to keep a 2-year term. I think there's a sense with some voters that they want the opportunity to review how a governor is doing every 2 years. Some folks believe there's a benefit to having a governor address current issues and defend their priorities in a statewide campaign every 2 years. And if something bad takes place, let's say a scandal of some sort or an unexpected development that becomes a dominant issue for the state, then voters have a chance to give the incumbent either a vote of confidence or vote them out of office. And unlike some states, Vermont does not have a recall process to remove a governor from office, so the 2-year term serves as a method of accountability. And it also requires a constitutional amendment to change to a 4-year term, and that's a very long, difficult process. It is something, though, that's been on the minds of lawmakers for over 100 years. Vermont actually went to a 2-year term in 1870, but then in 1880 there was an effort to switch back, but it failed. And since 1880, there have been 18 efforts to amend the Vermont Constitution to expand the governor's term to 4 years. All 18 have been unsuccessful.
18 of them. What about in recent years, though, Bob?
Well, in recent years, it either has made it to the Senate floor or over to the House. It's actually a very complicated process to pass a constitutional amendment. First, it needs to start in the Senate, and it needs to win 2/3 of the votes in the Senate. Then it goes over to the House, where it has to receive a simple majority. If that happens, the plan has to be considered by the next legislature that's elected, so you got to wait for a while. Then it starts in the Senate again. This time it only needs a simple majority. If it's approved, it goes back to the House. Now, if the House approves it that second time, again by a simple majority, it goes to voters in a statewide referendum. And back in 1974, it made it that far. It made it to a statewide referendum. But the voters of Vermont defeated it because of Watergate. And Vermont voters said no way to a 4-year term for governor.
Yeah, I guess they were remembering a certain president who resigned in disgrace that particular year. And that must have been on the minds of voters for sure. But, Bob, let's say that just for the sake of argument that a governor's term was extended to 4 years. What would happen, if anything, to the terms for members of the Vermont House and the Vermont Senate?
Mitch, that's really one of the very big questions. It's all kind of interconnected because many lawmakers feel very strongly that if you're going to extend the governor's term in office, then their term should be extended too. Otherwise, there's a feeling that the executive branch will simply have too much power. And there have been all sorts of different proposals over the years, from a 4-year term for senators, but keep the 2-year term for the House. But that doesn't go over very well with House members. Then you've had a 4-year term proposed for all lawmakers, and there even has been an amendment that created a 6-year term for senators while keeping a 2-year term for the House. I think it's fair to say that until the length of terms for lawmakers is addressed, then it's pretty unlikely that the legislature will vote to support a 4-year term for governor. It's going to have to be a package deal, and that makes the whole political discussion a lot more complicated.
Given that, Bob, is it a kind of a practical reality that virtually all Vermont governors get elected to a second, maybe often a third term in office, given this 2-year turnaround time?
Absolutely. Virtually every governor who's been elected over the past 100 years was reelected to a second, sometimes a third, occasionally a fourth term in office. Howard Dean had five terms. So some people think it's really not that important to have a four-year term because almost every governor is going to serve 4 years if they want to.
But not everybody is successful. You mentioned the two-year term enacted in 1870, and apparently just one incumbent governor was actually defeated in a reelection bid after one term. Who was this unfortunate person?
Mitch, it's just an amazing story on many different levels. In 1960, House Speaker F. Ray Keezer won the Republican gubernatorial primary in a four-way race with just 29% of the vote. At the age of 33, he won the general election to serve as Vermont's youngest governor. Remember, he only got the GOP primary with 29% of the vote. And then in 1962, a group of Republican leaders, including former Bennington County Senator T. Gary Buckley, decide they've had it with Governor Keezer. And for Buckley, the final straw is a decision by the governor to award a contract for the Green Mountain Racetrack in Powell to an out-of-state firm. Now, at this point, the Democratic candidate is Burlington Representative Phil Hoff. So Buckley and the others created the Vermont Independent Party so that disillusioned Republicans could vote for Hoff without casting a Democratic ballot. But they could do it for an independent ballot. And guess what? The independent vote gives Hoff the margin of victory. He becomes the first Democratic governor in Vermont. But who knows what would have happened if that independent vote hadn't taken place?
Now, getting back to Alfonso's original question, he asked a question in there as well about money. And I'm wondering, does having elections every 2 years mean that candidates actually spend more money?
Now, it's not a perfect analogy, but if we look at the races for the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate in Vermont, we'd see a lot more money being spent on the Senate races, at least triple the amount than in the House race. These Senate elections only happen every 6 years as opposed to every 2 years for the U.S. House. And I wonder if the length of term is an important factor in the amount of money being spent to elect a Senate candidate.
Well, next year, Bob, 2019 is the next time that lawmakers can consider a constitutional amendment. Do you expect that there will be one again introduced, creating a four-year term for governor?
Absolutely, Mitch. I don't think there's any question about it. And then the list of questions will begin. If Vermont goes to a four-year term, should there be any term limits? Some previous constitutional amendments have included a two- or three-term limit. There are a bunch of other issues involved in this discussion.
Thank you so much, Bob. That was our veteran State House reporter, Bob Kinzel. And Bob has been covering the State House since 1981. That is longer than any continuously serving member. Bob, thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Mitch.
If you have a question for Bob Kinzel, ask Bob. Send an email to news@vpr.net and put Ask Bob in the subject line.